Text number 18. This is the description of a forest of enjoyment. Kaschid grahashramak karma chodana ti tinir giri maru rukshmano lokavyasana karshitamanaha kasht karshakar kshetram pravishanniva siddhati. Kvachit, sometimes, graha ashrama, in a household or life, karma chodana, of the rules of fruitive activity, ati bhara girim, the big hills, arurukshamanaha, desiring to ascend lokaya, material, vyasana, pursuits, karshit manaha, whose mind is attracted, kantaka sarkara kshetram, a field covered with thorns and sharp pebbles, pravishan, entering, eva, like, siddhati, he laments. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In householder life, one is ordered to execute many yajnas and fruitive activities, especially the vivah yajna, the marriage ceremony for sons and daughters, and the sacred thread ceremony. These are all duties of a grahastha, and they are very extensive and troublesome to execute. They are compared with a big hill over which one must cross when one is attached to the material activities. A person desiring to cross over these ritualistic ceremonies certainly feels pains like piercing of thorns and pebbles endured by one attempting to climb a hill. Thus the conditioned soul suffers unlimitedly. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhul Militanyena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirmishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. This is a graphic description of the entanglement of householder life. There are choicest words which are having all detailed explanation by itself. Just like karma chodana means the rules of fruitive activity. If we take up this particular situation, Srila Prabhupada gives example of the marriage life as if it is compulsory to make one succeed in the prescribed duties. So therefore, he puts this particular phrase that this fruitive activities or karmakanda section that must be compulsory to execute, even though it's so difficult. So Srila Prabhupada explains this. There are many social functions for keeping the prestigious position in society. In different countries and societies, there are various festivals and rituals. In India, the father is supposed to get his children married. When he does so, his responsibility to the family is complete. Arranging marriage is very difficult, especially in this age, in days. At the present moment, no one can perform proper ritual of sacrifice, nor can anyone afford to pay for the marriage ceremony of sons and daughters. Therefore, householders are very much distressed. When they are confronted by the social duties, it is though they were pierced by thorns and hurt by pebbles. Material attachment is so strong that despite the sufferings, one cannot give up. Prahlad Maharaj therefore recommends in Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, 5th verse, Hitvatma patam griha pand kupam vanam gato yad dharim ashrayat. The so-called comfortable family position is compared to a dark well in a field. If one falls in a dark well covered by grass, his life is lost despite his cry for rescue. Highly advanced spiritualists therefore recommend that one should not enter grihastha ashram. It is better to prepare oneself in brahmacharya ashram for austerities and remain a pure brahmachari throughout one's life, so that one will not feel piercing thorns of material life in grihastha ashram. In grihastha ashram, one has to accept invitations from friends and relatives to perform ritualistic ceremonies. By so doing, one becomes captivated by these things, although they may not have sufficient resources to continue them. To maintain a grihastha lifestyle, one has to work very hard to acquire money. Thus, one is implicated in material life and he suffers the thorn pricks. So, this word, karma chodana, of the rules and of the fruitic activities, that has been explained in Bhagavad Gita by Lord Krishna, that for any result of our activity, there are five factors involved. It is not simple. People think that I will work hard and acquire money. Fine. But he doesn't know how many factors are working behind it. Karta karanam. Then the kshetra, field of it. The time, and fifth is daivam. There it is called adhisthanam, means the place of activity is also playing very important role. But nonetheless, we are not the doer, but the material nature forces us to perform certain activities. But it is false ego dictates that he is doing, even though he is not doing. We attribute the glories of our household life as if successful. But rest assured, it is entangling and it is difficult to come out. So how is it successful? However successful materially one may be, but it is too difficult to come out from the entanglement. You will be forced to repeat attending such things, even if you do not like, if it's a compulsion. Material life is andhakupam, it's a blind well. To become liberated from this blind well, one has to accept one who is not blind. Otherwise, blind well is so dark that even though you have eyes, you can't see around. When you cannot see around, then it is too difficult to come out from your own effort. If you yell, "Save me, save me," but who is going to hear in the wilderness of fruitive activities where everybody is entangled? This is what human society is, an entangled society. It's not a liberated society. When there is entanglement and when one tries to make his life perfect, say out of thousands one become perfect. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid tatadi siddhayet yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam vetti tatvata. Krishna says that even materially we try to become perfect, one becomes successful out of thousands. And those who are successful materially, they are so much entangled that hardly anybody knows him in truth. Blinded by this unsatiable material desires, he keeps on working like an ass without any tangible result. That what is the tangible result? It should be liberating one. The householder life is meant for liberation. Where you situate yourself in your prescribed duties of being a householder, one must be expertly carrying out all the duties, simultaneously remaining detached from them. Now we become attached, we become entangled for profit, adoration and distinction. So therefore our own activities make a kind of labyrinth. It will be difficult to come out from it. This is compared to the blind well. One must immediately retire. Krishna gives retiring age and we don't choose. How to retire, we do not know. Or because we are so attached that even in our retirement we carry on such entangling activities and which may give us little pleasure, because we need to still climb up and up just like climbing hill, but we'll tolerate whatever inconveniences come, whether they are pricking of thorns or stones. It's very difficult to come out. So, the only resolute activity is to know this system of this karma. Karma, we use only our free will, but we use Krishna's energy. Borrow his energy. We don't have his energy. We never came with that, neither we have acquired anything from our own. Krishna supplies. కర్మ బ్రహ్మోద్భవం విద్ధి బ్రహ్మాక్షరం సముద్భవం. కర్మ ఇస్ ద ఎనర్జీ ఆఫ్ కర్మ ఇస్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్, ద సమ్ టోటల్ ఆఫ్ మటీరియల్ ఎనర్జీ అండ్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఎనర్జీ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మన్, అండ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ ఎవ్రీవేర్, అండ్ బ్రహ్మాక్షరం సముద్భవం. This Brahman, the energy of the Lord, is generated from His person, which is infallible state. So how could you separate your karma from Krishna? Therefore, the first and foremost obligation for every householder was given that even though he has desired to engage in entangling activities, yet they are supposed to keep the aim of getting liberated, not getting more and more and more entangled as if it is success of our householder life. No, it is not so. Prabhupada says, understanding the complicacies of willful indulgence in the activities of material nature, which is called karma, it is equally binding and it is difficult to come out unless and until a person is properly trained as brahmachari. To get into household life is not negated, but understanding the complicacies which is supposed to be prepared in the brahmachari life, which is not given in the form of nature. Nobody cares that how much entangling it would be, that it would be extremely difficult to come out from. Somebody, if forces him out from the blind well, then and then it is possible, whether he likes or not. And during that force out situation, he may also get hurt. But then don't blame, "Oh, you are pulling me so hard. That is not good." You can't complain, Prabhu. You have been climbing with so hard difficulties, and just for little pleasure you were thinking that, "Oh, these thorns and stones which are hurting me, these are normal. And pulling out is not normal." So one has to be very, very careful. Without knowing the system of the entangling nature of the activity, how would you want to venture into? It's like a blind adventure. This is Bhavatavi. You will get lost in the entanglement of the material life. You will get lost. It's a dead sure situation. No speculation. You can't speculate. So, vanam gato yad dharim ashrita. One has to retire and go to the forest. Which forest? Forest of liberation, not of entanglement. The devotees are on the path of liberation. They will become fearful to venture, even in grihastha ashram. The devotees think, we were knowing only grihastha ashram to be a happy married life, like Cinderella story, or the Bollywood and Hollywood stories. Now, you can't escape from the reality of suffering, neither
those playing in the Hollywood and Bollywood, they are ever liberated in happy life. Now, it's all make-believe escape system from the entangling nature of the karma. So, one has to change his karma, make it a karma or yajna. Therefore, Krishna says that yajna arthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Just for coming out, mukta sangha means liberation, you have to perform the activity that pleases Lord Krishna for the sake of satisfaction of Lord Krishna. That is called yajna. And that will not be binding. Anything else is going to be a binding thing. We must take the accountability every day, how much yajna we have performed today and how much entangling activity we have performed today. Instead, we keep only one-sided account. How much money I made it today? How much happy life I have, or sense gratificatory life I have gone today? For the satisfaction of our family members, we atagrakshetra apta sutta vitte janasya mohoyam aham mameti. This comes from the sense of enjoyment, and we expand our empire. This is called sansara. But it is like a davanal. It is a blazing fire. Generally, forest fire, it's very difficult to extinguish. It requires incessant raining. Then and then it is possible. So the Guru comes in the form of cloud and without any preference showers his mercy to extinguish the fire of conditional life. This is all conditioning. So we have to be very, very careful in understanding the nature. Here, graphically, Sukhdev Goswami explains that not knowing the Jivatma is entangled in a very perpetual cycle of action and reactions, action and reactions. While performing one karma, we immediately create a karma for the future also. So, where is the question of even little peace of mind, a resting period in between one karma and other? No, it becomes a chain of reactions and actions and reactions and actions. And more you have, more entangled one will be. Isn't it better to remain brahmachari and do Haribol? It's a never-ending cycle. It is only controlled by the time factor. Never get into the first thing. If you are properly trained and convinced, then never get entangled into this activities of karma.
It means those who are brahmacharis, they have to minimize their karma. Just to keep body and soul together and nothing more. You can't sleep. Hari bol. This is important lesson for brahmachari. I bless you, you remain for your whole life brahmachari. Will you? Good. All right. So, it is very important that not knowing the reactionary life, you know, that what will be, we will ending into. But it is common everywhere. Nobody denies in no denomination about the resultant reactions of karma. Even in a society, a highly religious society, say ISKCON, when bad thing happens, immediately comes in the newspaper, oh, karma strikes Krishna's. They say so. It's very entangling. So difficult to come out. It takes Krishna conscious devotees to mastermind how to get out from it. But if they get out from one, there is another one. Like there is always something chasing. We have to minimize. Instead, we are becoming complicated in activities and its reactions. That's not fair. So if it is karma, then it will be entangling. But if it is meant for pleasure of Krishna, then it will be disentangling. So in the temples, in our Krishna conscious society, we are learning and applying all these teachings, how to become disentangled, how to become free from the actions and reactions. We have impetus to start this reversal of the karma. That is the higher taste, and it is developed only by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If this Mahamantra was not there, there is no impetus in Kali Yuga ever. No good virtue, no good quality. However you may want to become an expert householder, you can't get your way out. No way. Everybody faces and they face in such a way that they become phased out. They become so scattered. So how is it possible to remain united and make one pursuit? Srila Prabhupada gave, because the even though varnasham is there, but it is rudimentary. It is very like vestigial process. But Daivi Varnasham system will re-implement, will allow us to practice Krishna consciousness with that purpose of satisfaction of Lord Krishna. So therefore, the process has to be taken up, and one remain conscious of not coming into entanglement, but always remaining disentangled. And there we have to become courageous. We can't say, oh, this is entangling, I don't want to do. No, remain courageous, don't get affected, because you should have only motivation of pleasing Krishna. So there are rules and regulations. There is a system. Like karma has its system, detachment has also its system. In the previous ages, people were working very hard by meditation, and lonely meditation, for years together, in lonely places, without fear. For thousands of years. Thousands of years. Because the lifespan was long, 100,000. And people were trying to get perfect. That is Satya Yuga. In Treta, the fire sacrifice, Yajna Vidhi. Where one has to sacrifice all the ingredients of offering for the pleasure of Krishna. So he has to work hard to accumulate it and then burn it up without enjoying it. Use all the ingredients of Mother Nature provides. Use it in service of Krishna, and you simply are entitled to take prasadam. Yajna sistashino santu mucchante sarva kilbishai. Bhunjate te tvagam papa ye pachatmya karanat. That was the rule, the system of yajna. That whatever is left over in yajna, you can consume. Otherwise, you will be consuming only sin if you simply try to make it for your own consumption, not for yajna's consumption. So the idea is that we have to understand that according to time, place, the system has been given. In Dwapara Yuga, sacrifice all the riches you have in service of Krishna. All riches. Gold was standard at that time. Thank you. Gold was standard in Dwapara Yuga, and they are still struggling to keep gold as standard. But somebody says, no, oil should be standard. The petroleum should be the standard. Then there is a war. So it's such an entangling situation. In Kali Yuga, there is no standard. There is no standard. Everything is entangling. System is destruction, not construction. Destruction. Not climbing the hills, sliding the hills. When one is climbing the hill and is being picked up by the thorns and stones, when he glides down, he will hurt millions of times more. So this is Kali Yuga. No climbing, is sliding down. Whatever you have, you will lose all the good qualities if you remain karmi. You will lose all the good qualities that you have worked hard in previous life and got the opportunity to come in the human form of life. Whatever credits you have accumulated, but in the influence of Kali, there will be big sliding and
One who slides down will get hurt more. Kali Yuga is not going to spare. So therefore we have to take the resolute shelter. Harim ashrayeta. Tad harim ashrayeta. How do you have to take shelter of the Lord? Even the Lord is not coming as a scheduled incarnation. You can't hope. So when he comes in the disguise and you are given a guidance, then you have to use only good intelligence if you have to accept this. Therefore, yajanti sumetasha. This Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be worshipped only by those who have some good intelligence left. So, here we go. The system is there. The system that liberates in this Kali Yuga is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, for every living entity, this becomes a very ultimate point of requirement is to disentangle. Earlier, the better. Nobody is going to come to our rescue, seven except the Lord's holy name. Or those who are promoting the Lord's holy name. There is no difference. It is better to associate with the devotees all the time. So we will get protection. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Yeah. Few. One.
We see that we tend to get digressed and get married at an age that we should be going for vanprastha, we should be taking sannyas. Now, in order to prevent that or in order to make that successful, what one ought to do if one has committed a mistake of getting into grihastha ashram all over again at a much later stage in life?
It's not glorious at all. If he wants to get married again after so many...
This is not my question. What I'm saying is, people who get married at a later stage, people invariably, we've seen that people, some people get married at 50s or 60s, which is a time for taking vanprastha or sannyas. So in that case, if somebody has got married, then what one should do in order to make that grihastha ashram successful, even if one has created a blunder at that age?
I don't think there is any recommendation in Shastra from him. One who gets married, I think maybe Ajamil system is there.
What I'm saying is...
I do not know.
Because we've seen many cases within our own community.
No, it may be happen. Kali Yuga, things happen like anything. It's out of normal, system. They want to make their own system. And make an excuse and make their own system.
And, I've also... witnessed a few devotees saying that Grihastha ashram is the best ashram, and even some books also say that. Of course, but in order to make it a successful ashram, for a grihasthi, I just want to understand what one ought to be doing it to make it actually make it the best ashram, among the four ashram.
In ISKCON, we have to take that. Agenda, but unfortunately it's not now. So you may see that anything goes in ISKCON, but
No, Shastra does not permit. The idea is that there is a natural state of existence that one must become a grahastha earlier, because the desires for sense gratification develops after the adolescence, I mean during adolescence. So why not prepare a brahmachari before and get him educated? So prevention is better than cure. There is no cure after the diseases. It's like cancer. There is no remedy, there is no compensation, and you can't equate that this is ideal. The time and tide never waits for anyone. So if you think it is better to get married at the age of 55, but for what? We miss the opportunity to execute the order of the Lord to become a prajapati. We miss the opportunity. There is nothing in the society. Society is so much variegated. You know, in the Western, people get married at the time of death even. That's correct. I'm not bluffing. There are cases, you know. One Chinese couple got married. The person had cancer, but he had a sweetheart. So he was asked, "What is your last wish?" "I want to get married before I take my last breath." He got married. In a few hours, he left the body. And it came in the newspaper. Right? So, what is it? You think he is liberated? He's not liberated. I read about a few months back. He's not liberated. They do not know the purpose of life. They think the life is just remain happy, and whatever the desire, it must be happy desire. But happiness for oneself is a selfishness. Rather, happiness of the Supreme Lord, who is the source of everything, that could have been made a difference. Yes, you had a question, right? Or comments.
Maharaj, thank you for a very illuminating class. And explaining so well about the difficulty that one doesn't know when he actually enters material life. My question is that in Shastra, in many places, and Srila Prabhupada reiterates many places, the importance of the Grihastha performing sacrifice, specifically giving 50% of his to the Krishna consciousness movement. And I see over the period since I've been in ISKCON, I don't know of anyone, even one Grihastha couple, giving 50% of their income. Of course, sometimes devotees are very active in the temple. And I've talked to many devotees who feel that it's so difficult to be able to afford things in the West because of the standard of living has gone so high that they're not able to give such such an amount as 50%.
Yeah, you have to explain what is meant by 50%. Rupa Goswami suggested, but what is meant by 50%? You have to explain. People get frightened by 50%. And those who are, even though contributing to the religious institutions, they compare. Christians are supposed to be doing 10%, right? Then why we are asked 50%? Even Swaminarayan, they say 10% is good, not 50%. But do you think Rupa Goswami is wrong? How would he justify? 50% of what? Well, husband and wife are there. So they are 50-50. Do you want to sacrifice wife? Or do you want to sacrifice husband? That's called sacrifice 50%? No. People will interpret 50% at every different instances. But 50% of net, what you gain, that has to be taken. Because the rest is the asset of Krishna, not yours. If you cultivate that understanding, that everything belongs to Krishna. Here is an opportunity for me to start repaying the obligations that I have accumulated by borrowing energy from Krishna. I am an indebtor. So that is devotion, and have a heart for the Lord to remain pleased and satisfied by His activity. So that gives us an impetus to follow a system called Varnashram Dharma. For the pleasure of the Lord, we execute all this system. Even to become Prajapati is for the pleasure of the Lord. So what to speak of maintaining the family? They have to maintain not only their family, but they have to provide for all the living entities. And they can do all this business. What should they do? Divide into the net income in the 50. Make 4 divisions of that. 2 for Lord Krishna's side, 2 for his own side. 25, 25, 25, 25. Alright? So, net is divided in 50. This 25 you are allowed to donate. You know, right away. If you don't want, or you have left over, you have to be accountable and accumulative next year, whatever it is. So, the rest of the 25, you keep it reserved in case of emergency for the Lord. The 25% and 25%, the 2 divisions for the person, right? He should give 25% for his wife to run the affairs of the household. And 25% he should keep for his emergency. Now he is very active. Alright, invest your 25% and Krishna's 25%. Make more asset and increase the business. Alright? And again from that net, you will increase Krishna's assets to do business for maintaining your family and your proposed activities. Right? So in this way, there is no loss. You will be happy. You are working out within 25%. And when you want to retire, teach your son or whoever is going to do, carry on the same system. Otherwise, don't give them if they don't want to. Better donate it. Promote Krishna consciousness. Because everything is assets of Krishna. If you don't trust, if you don't develop, don't train the future generation in this, then what is the purpose? Everybody should learn how to live the life on a 50% basis. And it's not difficult. One has to be diligent. Oh, let me accumulate and then I will give. No. You are entangling. That's the way it is. What do you think? 50% is there. It's easy.
Very nice. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hari Bom.
I read when Bali Maharaj was giving donation to Vamandev, three steps of land. His Guru Shukracharya said that the maximum donation one should be giving is about 20% of one's income or assets.
What is that?
In case of Bali Maharaj, when he was about to give 3 feet of land to Vamandev, his Guru Shukracharya actually tried to persuade him not to part with more than 20% of his income or what?
I didn't hear that. Did you? No bargaining. He said, don't give, he is cheater.
No. What he said was that, don't give him more than 20% because scripture says that even if you vote to give, you should not give more than 20% of it.
Now, we must make Krishna partner, a 50-50 partner, minimum. Otherwise, no business.
But, Maharaj, for a country like India, where 70% of the people are just about have-nots, if they give 50% of the income, they would not be able to eat enough.
Who said that? Those who were producing. Now they are producing plastic, so what are they going to eat? Plastic?
My question is, if you look at the distribution of income in India, it is not possible for somebody to part with, so somebody is earning about 8,000 rupees a month for the family of 4 people. It is not possible to actually support or make good the needs of the people with about that much of money. Of course, with the middle class, it is very much possible.
It's very subjective. We talk objective. Alright?
That is what the point is.
There are poor people, more poorer than India in Africa. And elsewhere also.
Absolutely.
Then you can't put up any comparative aspect. But the point is, people who have no possession, they are healthy and very happy than those who possess.
That's true. Actually, because they spend most of the time in terms of trying to figure out how to save the money.
Money cannot buy happiness. We don't depend upon that. Happiness is just a reflection of original happiness given to Krishna. And Krishna is happy, you are happy. All right, thank you very much, Prabhupada ki.